In agricultural news, Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow has put the $4.8 billion a year direct payment program on the table to pay for USDA sequestration budget cuts. Stabenow said in a press call yesterday that it did not make sense that direct payments were extended last year, while disaster programs that helped farmers who suffered losses were not extended. In return for protecting other programs in the farm bill from cuts, Stabenow said she is proposing using direct payments to account for as much as $27.5 million in cuts over 10 years from the Agriculture Committee. Stabenow noted that by offering to use direct payments, agricultural programs would be guaranteed to avoid a new round of sequestration cuts in the future. If sequestration goes into effect, nearly every USDA program would be cut by 5% from March through October, the end of the 2013 fiscal year. The Chicago Fed today says the price of good farmland in the U.S. Corn Belt during the fourth quarter was up 16% versus a year ago and climbed 7% during the last 3 months of the year. The bank said 2012 marked the third straight year farmland values have climbed substantially, gaining 52% during that time. The Chicago Fed District includes all of Iowa and most of the highest yielding farmland in Illinois and Indiana. It also includes parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. 71% of bankers in the district expected farmland values to hold steady in the first quarter of 2013, while 28% expect them to climb. Pork producer Smithfield Foods says it is forming a 50-50 joint venture with Kansas City Sausage Company and its sister company, Pine Ridge Farms LLC, allowing Smithfield to expand into breakfast and dinner sausages. Kansas City Sausage is a U.S. sausage producer and sow processor with about $200 million in sales. It produces raw materials for sausage as well as products such as boneless hams and hides. Smithfield said it would merge Kansas City Sausage's operations and products with Smithfield's brands and sales and marketing team to grow Smithfield's packaged meats business. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.